heard the call for episodes from HPR, so I'm going to give this a try. This is my first attempt, and I'm going to talk about how I got into Linux. I'm using the handle Excipitor, and first I'll tell you a little bit about my computer background. I started in computers on an IBM mainframe back in 1968. I had the chance to use a 3675, which in the day was a really remarkable machine. I was very lucky because in our high school we had a teacher who had an in with a professor at the local university where the computer was. We got to go to the computer center, make up our own decks, punching in those cards. Then we would haul them into the reader room. Yep, the reader had a room, and the cards would be read. Output we would then receive. It was on fan paper. That's where I learned to code. Now, I then went out of high school into university at that university and studied there for about a year in that program. However, the wise people of that university told us all that there would be no jobs. The market, they said, was completely saturated. Nobody would buy any more mainframes. There would be no jobs. I thought, well, they're the experts. So I changed my major and ended up working in a totally different field for many years. I still liked computers, though. So as much as I could, I would read about them and follow their development. It was many years later, around 1989, when I bought my first PC, which was an IBM clone. It struck me as almost the machine that we were trying to design back in the day, 1968. We would talk about what we'd like, what could we have at home. Although our real aim was the laptop. The laptop was some years in the future at that point, though. I started using DOS, and I stuck with it for quite some time, until computers started to come in at the office. This was by the mid-90s. I was then using a laptop, a Toshiba. It was running on Windows. I never got into Macs. I just didn't at first. The PCs everyone was using at work were all Windows, and I transitioned from DOS into Windows. I was not happy. For many years, though, I continued struggling with Windows and using it at work and at home. In 2007, I finally met someone who was a Red Hat certified instructor, I think. Anyhow, he kept trying to get me to use Linux. At first, I wasn't interested, but when he explained about all the language options and it was free, and he gave me a CD to try it out, well, come on, it was free. So I tried it. The version that I got from him was Ubuntu, and I think it was Feisty Fawn. In any event, I started using that and discovered very quickly that it would be helpful to understand the coding for the command line. I went into Unix and Linux sites and taught myself a certain amount. I then bought my own computers, laptops. I had been using some at work. I bought my own. It had a Legals Windows system on it, and I dual-booted it into Ubuntu. By this time, we're up to the G and H, and I don't remember what those were, but they got a lot better, a lot easier to use. One morning, I came out and saw that my system was open and running. I was quite surprised because I'd shut everything down. Coming from the days when RAM was something like 5 or 6 megabytes, I religiously shut Windows and closed things down to maximize the use of the computer. It took me a little while, but I figured out that what had happened is that although I had my window system locked down every way I could think of and every way my friends could think of, it had still opened up. So what had happened was there was some attempt to boot into my window system and, I am assuming, make alterations. Now, I'm thinking this was Windows itself that was trying to do it, and that I had effectively been monitored in some fashion, and now there was some effort made to get at my system. I was extremely upset, and in a rage, I wiped the entire machine clean, because I suspected maybe something was planted, and I booted up with Ubuntu only. I stayed with Ubuntu only then for some years. The various versions came and went, I would install and use them, and I liked the Ubuntu system, up until Unity. When Unity came in, and I was forced to upgrade my system, I was very upset again. Instead of being able to use the system that I was familiar with and which I had customized to suit myself, I was being forced to use this new layout. I tend to help out friends who think I know a lot about computers, which gives you an idea of how little they know, and I would have to work with Unity and or such on their systems. So gradually, I was forced into that. Didn't care for it. Then Ubuntu went into the partnership with Amazon, and before that system came out, I decided I'd had enough. What I do now is work in Linux Mint. I know, huge change, right? I mean, it's practically identical, but it doesn't have the annoying features. I have customized Mint, I'm very pleased with the way it's running, and I am using Audacity now on Mint. It seems to be working really well. We'll see. I did stay with a pure Ubuntu machine for a very long time, even though I got back into gaming. The problem back in the day was that Steam wouldn't run on the Ubuntu system unless you really tweaked the daylights out of Wine. I got pretty good at it, and I could get most of my Steam games to run, even the full-screen, large, demanding ones. I had another Toshiba with a heavy-duty processor, RAM, and so forth, and it seemed to be able to handle the processing. I liked it well enough, except I have to admit it was pretty buggy. It would not always run properly. Sometimes games were messed up, and so on. So when I bought my current laptop, I decided I would get a legal Windows system again, and then switch to dual boot. When I first did that, I was still in Ubuntu. I discovered Mint and decided I would triple boot. I know, I'm suicidal. I ran a triple boot machine for quite a while, 6 months, something like that. It worked pretty well, actually. But as the months passed, I realized I was almost never opening Ubuntu, and I was basically operating out of Mint. Because I had the Windows system on the machine, I could play Steam out of Windows. This I found very satisfactory, and I continue to use this system with the dual boot. I dropped the triple, and Windows for games, Mint for everything else. One other thing I did was swap out one of the two 500 gigabyte drives, took the spin disk out, and put in an SSD. I run Windows on that side, and I must say the gaming is wonderful. However, for everything else that I do, I run out of Linux Mint, and I'm happy with that system. I use it for preparing all my documents, PowerPoints, audio, everything for work. I take it into work. Everything runs well. So the bottom line is that for reality and day-to-day functioning, I now function completely in Linux. For gaming, I have to admit, it's awfully nice to run the games on an SSD drive. So, that's about it for me and working with Linux. I hope that this show isn't too bad and that others will be encouraged to go ahead and give it a try. This really isn't a tough system to use, and I just saw the HPR program about recording using Audacity. I found it very helpful, and as you can hear, I actually managed to record something. If more people don't record additional programs for HPR, then I may try a second program, and I think what's in my bag would be a fun one. I encourage people to try this. It's really not that hard. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.